When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome to the Market Adventures podcast, where we talk about investing both in stocks and in ourselves, where we learn together, earn together, and you hear how I apply the principles I share here with my own family. If you are in the right place and you click the right show, then share us on your socials to show your support. Don't buy my courses, don't donate, just share us with others. Now, I just recently started watching Seinfeld again, the age-old sitcom, and it's like I'm seeing the show for the first time again. If you haven't seen the show Seinfeld, go watch it now. You can find it on Netflix, which is great because a lot of people already have Netflix. Now, I usually hate watching shows or movies more than once because I know what's going to be said next, and it bothers me to know what's going to happen next, but this time through, I'm really enjoying it. It's better than anything new on TV or streaming right now. Anyways, in episode 5, they had a stock market side story that I absolutely loved. For the average viewer, I know it definitely scared them away from investing, without a doubt, as most media did back in the day. But for me, I thought it was funny. So here's basically how it went. George Costanza, one of Jerry Seinfeld is the main character. George Costanza is one of his best friends. George tells Jerry about a stock investment he's thinking of getting into. George's friend got an inside tip on a biotech stock from some kind of big shot investor. And then that friend told George. So George got a secondhand tip because he didn't get it directly from the source. He got it from a friend of the source. And then George told Jerry. So Jerry was getting a third hand tip. Jerry had no access to any of the people closely related to the source. Now, at first, Jerry was hesitant, as George was even a bit unsure what he was going to do. But then George said he was going to do it, and he convinced Jerry. And then Jerry decided to invest something like $2,500 into the stock, which back then was worth a lot more money than it is now. Now, as the scenes in the show go by, Jerry repeatedly asked to see the newspaper to check the quotations for the day to see if the stock had gone up or down. He even tells a girl he was dating at the time about the stock that he bought. Now, Jerry begins to read that the stock has only gone down since he bought it. Every day he checks it, it seems like the stock has gone down. And he starts getting nervous. Now, his other friend, Kramer, says Jerry should have used that money to invest in a business he was starting, right? That he was wasting it gambling on the stocks. The girl he was dating at the time even told him to sell it. And even then, George was starting to get nervous. When Jerry asked George to reach out to the friend of a friend who gave George the tip to find out, you know, what's going on with the stock? Why is it going down? He told us it was going to go up. They found out that the big shot was in the hospital, recovering from a nose job, so nobody could get access to him. Now, this was the tipping point, because the stock kept going down, and Jerry kept growing more and more nervous, because that was money he invested. So, Jerry decided to sell and get out. The emotional pain became too much. George, on the other hand, said that he was going to go down with the ship. He saw that it was losing, and, you know, he was willing to watch it go to zero, basically. Now, at a weekend getaway, at what looked like a bed and breakfast, Jerry and the girl that were dating were not having a good time. She wasn't happy about the location they were in, amongst other things, I'm sure, but she thought that the bed and breakfast or the hotel or wherever they were was cheap, and she wasn't happy about being there. In the awkwardness of the silence between the two of them, Jerry asked to see the paper, even though he was already out of the stock. And wouldn't you know it, the stock was up 6 points, and the girlfriend even said, you know, I told you not to sell it. And she said, you know, that explains why we're in this place, basically saying your investment decisions are why we're in this poor place, And he should make better decisions and we'd be having a better time, basically. She was blaming him. Now, the scene cuts later to George taking all the friends out to dinner, smoking a cigar, all laughing and playing and offering to pay for everything because of how much money he made. What do you think the moral of the story is? Right? George decided to go down with the ship and he made a lot of money. I guarantee, after hearing that part, that you and I are going to disagree on the moral of the story. If you said the moral of the story is not to sell, you're wrong. The moral of the story is don't take tips. Look at what happened, right? Jerry took a tip in a company that he'd never heard of before. Not only that, the tip was a third-hand tip from someone his friend knew of someone his friend's friend knew, right? He had no access to the original source or even the second hand of the source. Worse off, Jerry was not someone who had learned to look at charts or research stocks to make his own interpretation before getting into it or even while he was into it, figuring out if he should stay in it. What happens when somebody, anybody, any individual enters the market under their circumstances? That their emotions are sky high, more so than someone who's already in the stock or in the stock market, right? These sky high emotions of fear or greed without any access to the person that gave you the tip, if you're a tip taker, right, leads to a very far distance to fall and crash. Now, the problem with tips, especially for beginners, is if you take someone's tip on how you get in, worse if you take disconnected tips, right? You don't know who gave the tip or how to get access to them. Then you'll likely need that person's access or that person's guidance to get out, right? If they told you how to get in and when to get in, you're going to look for them to tell you when to get out, when's a good time to sell, when's too early, when's too late. Now, Jerry and George couldn't get answers because the guy was in the hospital, right? Randomly. They didn't know he was going to be in the hospital, but now he's in the hospital. And they didn't even know what he looked like. They couldn't visit him and see what happened. So they just had to say, you know, what are we going to do? Right? We have two choices to make, right? Our pain level is super high. We have two choices. We can just set it and forget it, right? Walk away, accept the loss, or sell out and end the pain and be okay that we lost money and try to and that we won't lose any more, right? Now, the reason I don't give tips is because I'd rather you have the education to survive out there and not rely on me. I may mention a stock or two that I'm trading, but I'll never tell you to go out there and go buy it. Because what if I stop producing podcast episodes, right? What if the episode I gave you a tip was the last episode I produced, just randomly? What if something happened to my Twitter or my Discord? I'll know what to do because I picked the stock that I'm telling you about. So I'll be fine. But you'll be out of luck and hurt and never trust the stock market again. And that's not what I want for any of you. So, bottom line, get the education, start small with your own money and gain the experience. Have a way to research and back up any information that you get out there. And if you just do decide to take tips, make sure that you're backing it up objectively, right? You're not just looking into it and saying, well, it looks okay, it's probably fine, and then taking it because it was a tip. Make sure that it fits your specific criteria before you'd make any moves. And the last thing, if you're going to take a tip, damn, make sure you have firsthand access to the person who's giving you the tip, right? Not from me. Well, you don't have firsthand access to me. Unless you join the Discord, then you do have firsthand access to me because I have the Discord on my phone and my computer. And you should join it because I put a JP Morgan put option in there before I took the trade. And JP Morgan promptly sold off. I couldn't tell you that was going to happen, but if you did take that trade with me, you would be up at least 100% already. But anyway, make sure you get that information. Make sure you get that education. Make sure you know what you're doing, even if it's at a very small level, because that'll save you a lot of money in the future. Now, go share the show with your friends and family on social media. And thanks for listening to the Market Adventures podcast today. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Don't take tips. Seek adventure.